This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Chris Cornett. Say hi to everybody, Chris.
Hello.
And we are in, where the crap are we? Oh, yeah, we're at PHP World in Washington, D.C.
It's an awesome conference.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And the party last night was a little too awesome.
Nice.
So, Chris, this is the first time that you're running a special program at a conference called mm-hmm. Capture the Flag.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about what that is.
Okay. So, just kind of a context around it. You know, I've recently had more of an emphasis on security, application mm-hmm. security. And I teach, you know, different classes and give presentations, but I wanted to be able to give people a little bit more hands-on kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've had some interest in the past of people learning about the different vulnerabilities and all that kind of stuff. And so I figured a fun thing to do would actually have a competition and build up a vulnerable application and kind of put it out there and let people come and just, you know, beat against it and learn how to perform these things. So that then they can go back to their applications and do the same kind of things because they've had that hands-on experience.
Hmm.
And the prizes don't hurt.
Well, so, yeah. Yeah. What have we got for prizes this year?
So Pluralsight is doing a year subscription.
Damn, Skippy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be Amazon gift cards and some swag stuff tossed in from PHP Architect.
Very cool. So. Very cool. Moving on to the next topic.
Yeah.
You know, subtly, you know, as I always do.
Nice, seamless transition.
Thank
there.
You.
Yes.
You have, not recently, but in the past, 6 months, changed jobs?
Yeah, I think it's been 8 months now.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies, man.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, so talk to us about where you're working and what are you doing?
So I work for a company called Pardot. Mm-hmm. They're a child company of Salesforce. Our stuff is the marketing automation piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, somebody goes and signs up on a form and then you send them an email 6 months later, but you don't have to remember to send it.
So you're the spam king.
No. Everybody has to sign up first. No, we don't buy lists.
Now, is Pardot a big PHP shop? Is PHP a big component of what y'all do? Or
yes, it is. It originally, when it first started, it was just kind of a component that added on to Salesforce,
mm-hmm.
and then Salesforce saw the value in it and snatched it up. But the code base has been around since years and years ago, and it is predominantly PHP based.
Okay.
There's a lot more JavaScript and stuff being added these days, but it's a pretty large PHP base.
That's great. I knew, what is it, Bradley Holtz over there?
No.
Bradley.
There's a couple other people that you may know.
Community members with you. So, okay. Sorry, Bradley. Didn't mean to give you a promotion or something. So anyhow, well, that's interesting because it's always fun to see. We always hear about the big PHP projects, you know,
mm-hmm.
WordPress and Drupal being used for this and Joomla is being used. Well, it is being used.
It is.
But no, I'm kidding, okay? but you see all that, but it's always fun to see the people that are just quietly going about building stuff in PHP and they don't mm-hmm. make a big deal about it, the fact that they're PHP. They're just making things that work.
Yep.
So
yep.
You guys are doing that.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool. Well, one final topic.
Okay.
You and I met back 2005, 2006. I don't know if you remember this, but I had taken over DevZone.
Okay.
And I started posting just daily news.
Okay.
And I got an email that says, hey, can we talk?
Oh, oh yeah, that's right. I do remember
yeah,
that.
So we had a call. He's like, hey, dude, you tried to rip me off here? Because we were posting a lot of the same stuff.
That's right.
And I knew what the site was because I'd done some research on the community. I was brand new to the community at that
yeah.
point, and you'd been doing this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just amusing to me. It was like, I'm really not trying to rip you off,
yep.
I swear.
Yep.
So, but you've been doing PHP developer.org since 2001?
Yeah, at least. Dang. I think that was kind of when it was made official. Wow. I was doing it a little bit before then, but it was mostly my own personal kind of observations and experiences. But then, you know, I started moving more into the actual PHP community more formally. And so it evolved into more of the news site about what's going on in the community and, you know, with different companies in it and how they're interacting with it and
that's
all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. So. And obviously you're making bank on a weekly basis with the ads that you put on there, right?
Oh, yeah, the ads. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I tried ads, Google ads one time, and it took me 5 years to get my first $100 check. And I was like, it's just not worth what little effort I have to put into this.
Well, and ad blockers that nobody...
But now, you've been doing that for quite some time. Mm-hmm. You started joined in.
I did, you know? Initially, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I always tell everybody, I'm actually user number two on joined in because I was over in the Netherlands, and we were on IRC one day, and you said, hey, can you check something out and see if this works?
Yeah.
You know, like,
sounds about right.
So I'm actually user number two on joined in because you needed somebody to test it. But that was an exciting project, and it's you've moved on to other things, but that's a project that grew a community around it and has survived beyond you.
Yeah, definitely. Lorna's done a great job with it. She's really taken it and run, and I know they're working heavily on redeveloping most of the features of it and a whole API and all sorts of stuff for it. And it's great.
Yeah.
You know, the PHP community has really embraced it. I know other groups outside of PHP are kind of using it, not as heavily, but
Well, it has become the de facto standard for the PHP community. Matter of fact, anytime I submit to a conference and they said, well, you know, what else have you done? I just paste that URL in for my links there, and they like
speaker profile. Yes,
that's it. Yep. Speaker profile. I paste that in, and that has just about everything I've done. So it's a fantastic tool, but I know it's got to be rewarding to see a tool grow beyond what you could take it to.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, Lorna and Scoop. I don't know if Raphael works on it or not.
I know he has in the past. Okay. I know Rob's pretty heavy on it, Rob Allen.
Oh, yeah, so, that's right. Rob Allen works a lot. Thank you all of y'all for that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, it is a great tool, and I wish other communities would embrace it because it makes having that speaker profile so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when I'm involved in a call for papers, I can go out there, you know, if they give me the URL to their profile. If they don't, I'll go out to joined in and see, you know, has this person done this before?
Yep.
And I also look, when I'm doing CFPs, I also look for, have this person done this talk so many times that nobody wants to hear it again, you know?
Right.
So if I see it on there five times,
it's been around the bush a couple of times.
That's not a positive at that point.
Yeah.
Having said that, I've probably got three or four of my talks that are on there five, six times. And I'm still surprised that people allow me to come
all
up.
Of your talks are awesome.
Oh, please. No, please. No. Anyhow, let's wrap this up. I've got that whole subtle thing going.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank
you. Doing a good job.
It's the video. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. Before I let you go, the two questions I usually ask everybody is, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
Okay. It's DallasPHP.com and meetup.com/DallasPHP.
Okay. Excellent. It's a great group. I see a lot of stuff coming out. It's one of the larger groups we've got in the U.S.
Yeah, it does pretty good. I think we've been around for 10-plus years now with various different organizers.
Yeah.
The group that I'm a part of right now, I think we've been doing it for the last 5 years, something like that.
That's very cool. Well, it's a thriving group. You started a conference out of it, so it's wonderful.
I love it.
And I don't know when this will go out, but as of right now, the call for papers is open.
It is.
And
until
if you're a member of the CFP report, you already know that.
Yep.
So but on behalf of everybody in the community, thank you for all that you're doing to make our lives easier, because you help keep us informed and you help build tools that those of us as speakers love. So thank you for everything you've done.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.